Now to Capitol Hill, where bipartisan talks in the Senate on U.S.-Mexico border security are at risk of collapsing. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated to fellow Republicans that it might not be possible to advance legislation if it is opposed by former President Trump. A potential border security deal is expected to carry with it long-delayed aid for Ukraine, and that is also at risk because most Republicans say they will not support Ukraine aid without a border deal. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis is in the studio now for the latest. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Juana.
So, Sue, I mean, these negotiations have been going on for weeks, and we're making progress by all accounts, and Mitch McConnell is no ally of Donald Trump. So help me understand, what exactly has changed here?
Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday, and even reluctant corners of the party are coalescing around him as their nominee, and it is shifting the calculus on Capitol Hill. McConnell met with Republicans behind closed doors yesterday, and he acknowledged that the politics around this have changed, and he said, quote, "We don't want to do anything to undermine him," him being Donald Trump. To be clear, McConnell wants a deal here, but he's pretty clear-eyed about the political realities. Chris Murphy, he's a Democrat from Connecticut. He's been leading these talks with James Lankford, the Republican from Oklahoma. He was asked about McConnell's comments, and this morning he said Republicans are going to have to make a decision soon.
I think the Republican conference is going to make a decision in the next 24 hours as to whether they actually want to get something done or whether they want to leave the border a mess for political reasons.
Murphy and Lankford say they're close to a deal. McConnell appeared to backtrack on those comments a little bit today, saying he supports the talks continuing. And remember, Juana, this entire negotiation was requested by Republicans who said they wouldn't support Ukraine aid without a border deal. And they're getting a lot of concessions here. So if they walk away, it could be seen as a purely political calculation.
Sue, I've got a question for you about the politics of all of this. I mean, what exactly is the political incentive for Republicans here to not reach a deal, given we know how important border security and immigration issues are to the Republican base?
You know, if Republicans help deliver a substantial border security bill win for President Biden, it would inoculate him from some of these political attacks, and the party would also take co-ownership of the problem at the border. Trump has been campaigning against Biden as weak on issues of national security and border security, and he does not want a House Republican majority to give Biden any substantial policy wins leading up to this election. You know, just last week on the Truth Social platform, Trump said Republicans should oppose any deal that doesn't meet every single Republican demand. And even if there's still a bipartisan deal to be had in the Senate, they need at least 9 Republicans. It could be headed into a buzzsaw in the House. Speaker Mike Johnson has indicated he's not likely to bring something to the floor that Donald Trump opposes. And he said he speaks frequently with Trump on this very matter.
Which leads me to a question here on the funding for Ukraine. If indeed there is no border deal, does that just mean Ukraine aid is completely off the table?
You know, Lankford said as much to reporters today. No border deal likely could mean no Ukraine money. Caveat here is some Republican senators have indicated they could support Ukraine money if it was offset with spending cuts elsewhere, but $60 billion is an awful lot of money to offset. McConnell also really wants a Ukraine deal. He wants this money for Ukraine. He's been pushing for it for months. He says it's vital to U.S. national interests. There is likely bipartisan support for Ukraine aid in both chambers if they can reach a compromise, but this week is a good reminder that this is not Mitch McConnell's party anymore.
NPR's Susan Davis. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.